The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
I want to get rid of my butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders my forward movement when I keep bringing up.
Stop. Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
Hi, everyone. This is Gene Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates.
And it's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Oh, my gosh, Suzanne, this is a fantastic day this morning. It is so nice and warm. We are in a much better mood here in the tundra than we were last week because it's warmer. What's it like in Kansas City? You're still in Kansas City.
It's beautiful, and I'm glad that it's warm there because I'm getting sick of all these pissy people in Minneapolis.
People in bad moods.
Yeah, people in bad moods. Everybody's grouchy there, so
I know
I'm
it.
So
short,
happy.
I know, short-tempered. Well, you know, last week, it's funny, we were talking about the gardening, and I'm sure everybody got the gist that I am not a gardener. We made that kind of plain on the show. But I was, you know, I always like to know what you're doing, and I was wondering, are you in Kansas City able to get out in your garden now? I mean, I know it's warmer than here, but sometimes I feel like we're on different planets. But are you able to get out?
Oh, I could be weeding. That's the one thing I can be doing, because for some reason the weeds are amazingly aggressive this year, and they're enormous, and they're trying to take over my flower beds. So my perennials are up. We've already gone through the full bloom. The plaza has tulips that are just beautiful, but everything that I have in my garden, all my spring bulbs have already bloomed and they're done. And now my perennials are coming up and they've really got a good start. So yeah, it is like living in, well, it's a lot of different zones. I mean, the climate mm-hmm. difference is huge, but feels so good to get out there and dig. I wish I had more time to do it this year.
And the trees are green, right? Are the trees green?
Well, no. The trees aren't green yet, but the Bradford pears are blooming and the forsythia. Well. And there's a lot of forsythia here because of the warmer climate. And the red buds are blooming. The tulip trees have already bloomed. It's just magnificent here right now.
Wow. Sounds good. Well, on our show today, we are going to have Alice Sido, who is got her company is called I've Got Your Style. She's a image consultant and a wardrobe stylist, and it is really going to be fun to talk to her. I met her a few months ago, and I'm just very anxious for you to meet her on the air and for us to talk to her. She's the one that's giving away, I've Got Your Style is giving away the free color analysis that we are doing this
month. Well, I
know
color analysis has been huge for us because how many years ago was that we had ours done?
22 years ago. Remember this young woman, Winston, she moved here. Nordstrom's was just opening up their store here, Mall of America, and Winston moved here from L.A., and she did all the colors for the TV people that were on television, and you and I found her, and we went out, and 22 years ago, we had our colors done.
Oh, that's crazy. Well, you know what I remember about that? Because there was this black tuxedo, and I thought I looked so hot, and of course, I don't know. I always like that tailored kind of that Annie Hall look. And she said, well, that I was in autumn and I shouldn't wear black. And then when she started putting the colors up, I realized I looked terrible in black, but I didn't know it. And so I think if you're a movie star and you can afford to have a makeup specialist come in and make you up for every party every time you go out the door, then maybe you can get by with wearing more colors. But I gotta tell you, I have not worn black from that day. And she put the same exact suit on me in ivory, and it was like night and day. And it was shocking to me. How would I know?
Well, Suzanne and I was the same way. I'm a winter, and I'm supposed to wear black all the time, and I wore brown all the time. I have tons of pictures of me with you, and I have on all this brown stuff. It was just yucky, but we didn't know it.
Well, I think that's the whole idea of bringing people on the show like this, is that so many people don't really realize you can go someplace, you can have your colors done, you can look in your wardrobe, in your closet, and you can then kind of readjust everything. You don't have to go out and buy all new stuff. I mean, if you have black, you can put a scarf around your neck.
Right.
But there are a lot of ways to do it. But boy, it sure has impacted me, I can tell you that.
Well, remember the Mexico story? You got to tell the Mexico story with the T-shirts.
We just went over. Well, I don't know. I can't really remember it, but I just.
Well, I can.
We traipsed all over Mexico. I don't even know where we were.
I don't know, but we were in this T-shirt shop, and we just had our colors done, and you picked up some color that was not your color, and I said, no, you can't buy that, it's not your color. And everybody in the shop was hearing us. I was getting very loud and controlling. And then, you know, you and I both said to each other, okay. Then you picked up a beautiful orange, or, you know, one of the colors that you wear best, and it was gorgeous on you. And so you and I both decided in that T-shirt shop, $2.95 for a T-shirt, that we would help each other not buy anything that was not in our color range. Yeah, I mean, it was hysterical.
We watched each other like a hawk, so.
I know it. Not your color.
Well, you know, usually we do our dirty little secrets, but our detectives have been on strike. I guess we just don't pay them enough. I don't know why. We're not getting any information from our detectives this week. But I will have to tell you that I have started food journaling, because I've got to get this 4-5 pounds off before summer really comes, and I want to wear sundresses and look cute. So I started food journaling, and then I started taking that green coffee bean extract that everybody's talking about.
Oh, so, you did?
Yes.
So is it working?
I'll keep you posted.
Oh, you just started?
Yeah, I just started. But I thought, you know, if it helps me, it just seems so ridiculous that 4 or 5 pounds can be so difficult to deal with. But
where'd you get the little green, you know, where'd you get the pill or whatever? Can you just buy it at the drugstore?
Yeah. It's just at the health food store.
I think we had
a segment on that not too long ago. But
we did. I'm very interested in that, because, you know, Dr. Oz really promoted that a lot.
I know.
So,
let's hope it works.
Yeah, yeah. Well, also, you know, with Alice on our show, you know, we're going to find out how clothes can change your attitude and your confidence. And, you know, that's all about our models. Remember how we'd tell our models when they would get ready to do a, you know, walk down the runway, that, you know, they'd put on that cute little outfit or that sophisticated outfit, and they would just have such great attitude. We just would always talk about the attitude. And clothes, I think, really help you do that.
Well, I think so too. How you've in Dress for Success and all these books, it's like, and I feel it. If I get up and I hang around here and I have my sweats on, and what is it Oprah calls it? Your frumple dumple lumple.
Yeah, I forget what she calls it. It's
but
funny.
Anyway, and then you get dressed up to go out, and it's like, I feel so much better. Why didn't I do this morning? So
right, right. You put on your pearls, and then you feel good, don't you?
I do. I
you
love
feel good
pearls.
In your pearls. All right. Go to our website at www.agingbutdangerous.com and check out our blogs. And there's all kinds of good stuff on our website now. So don't forget to go there. You are listening to Jean and Suzanne on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle.
Yes.
Don't go away, because we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as 2 simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne, and I'm feeling all colorful, JK.
You are. Well,
I am.
Well, we have with us today a very, very special guest. We have Alice Sadeau, whose company is I've Got Your Style, and she is an image consultant and wardrobe stylist. Welcome to the show, Alice.
Well, hi, ladies. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me
well,
here.
Well, we're so glad you're here.
And you guys are so colorful. Your personalities and everything. You're so fun.
Oh, there you go. Well, Alice, tell us about...
I think you're supposed to say thank you when
somebody
says that.
Thank you. Tell us about what you've got, you know, what I've Got Your Style is, and
sure.
How you got into this.
Absolutely.
Because you're like, what, 38 years old?
I am 38.
So
yes.
Young.
Yes, yes. But, you know, it's kind of funny. About 3 years ago, I've Got Your Style is an image consulting firm located in the Twin Cities area, but I have clients all around the world, actually. And I work with clients to help them enhance their style. It's about making those small changes on the outside to make you feel better on the inside. And what I mean by that is about 3 years ago, I've always been in sales and marketing. It's my background. And 3 years ago, I woke up and I actually was numb from the waist down, if you can believe it, ladies, for about 7 months. And I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And this is my first like coming out about this because it's kind of a big deal. I usually don't share that. But it's really about how I started my company. After I was diagnosed, I woke up and I thought, you know what? I have to live my life full of passion and I want to help people. And when I was sick, I put that great dress on and that great color, because we're going to talk about color today. And I looked in the mirror and I felt, oh my gosh, I look pretty. I don't look sick. I don't feel sick. I look pretty. And I think that's what image is, you know, it can really help us if we feel good and confident, if we're in the right color, if we're in the right clothing. And it can really make us feel good. So that's really what I wanted to set out to do, to help women and men. And I work with all different body types. So it's really fun to see the transformation and see people really excited and confident again about themselves if they're going through anything.
So your company is 3 years old?
Yes.
Okay. And what types of services do you offer?
Can you tell us about the biggest services? Absolutely. I do closet edits. I do color analysis, which I wanted to share a little bit about that today. I do personal shopping. I do accessory shopping and style assessments too. Sometimes people lose a sense of themselves and really don't know. They reach a certain age and
yes.
They just really don't know. They've been taking care of their families, their husbands, and all of a sudden it's like they wake up one day and they're like, oh my gosh, I don't know really what's in style. I haven't been taking care of myself.
Well, and as we get older, we just sort of lose, you know, everything kind of starts falling. It's like you have to work harder at dressing and, you know, the face and everything. So you don't see yourself as well as you're aging.
Yes, but you know what? What I love about your organization is that, hey, you're aging but dangerous. You know, you're fabulous, you know? Like, people need to know that, you know, that they can utilize if they put their makeup on and they get ready and they utilize clothing and in that manner, that they can feel really good and confident about themselves. And what you guys do and help energize women is just amazing. And I love your organization. And I really wanted to come in today to talk a little bit about color.
Well, that's great. And see, Suzanne,
but you know what? I love that color. I mean, that closet edit, because I used to have someone come in and help me edit my closet and then recombine things. And we've talked
yes.
about that on the show. And I think that is so, such a huge value.
Well,
I love
thank
that.
You. Well, it's fun.
Do you want to talk? You said you had some suggestions on when we're cleaning out our closets.
Absolutely.
It's so spring. And
for sure. Suzanne, when you used to clean out your closets, you got a second. It's kind of nice because you get a second opinion, right, when someone comes in and helps you with that.
Oh, it's huge. Exactly. And I couldn't have done it. I don't think I could have done it by myself because there were more questions. I mean, that's all it was questions.
Yeah, absolutely. So I go in and I create, I look at what's in your closet, what's outdated. We remove things that are no longer working for you. I have you try everything on. We create a shopping list of things that you need. And then we pair existing things. And I say, hey, like, have you ever thought of wearing this top with these jeans or pairing this? And a lot of times people really are like, oh my gosh, I never really thought about that. Or so it just, it's kind of fun to like go through. But like one thing that I wanted to discuss today is, and Suzanne, I don't know if you ever had this, or if ladies, if you ever keep things in your wardrobe that you're almost like holding it back, like someday I'll fit into this. Uh-huh. Do you guys ever do that, or have you done that in the past?
I have. I don't know whether she has or not. Have you?
Now, I've been the same size for a long time.
So a lot of people ask me, they say, Alice, can I or is it healthy to keep things? Like, you know, if I have a goal weight, if it's something. But I think that's actually not a positive thing to keep something that is not your size. Say it's right. Like two sizes smaller than, you know, your current weight, and you're just holding on to it. I say take it out of the closet, pack it up, put it in a box, and put it in a closet somewhere, because then it's just this constant reminder that, you know, that is there, that you're never going to, you know, you haven't achieved that weight that or that goal. So
I think that's it. Is there another one that you have?
Yeah. I mean, I just think that, you know, after when you wear something, turn the hanger around, or if you haven't worn anything more, what they say is that really, if you haven't worn anything in a season, you really should look at donating or, you know, giving that to a friend or what have you. But really, a good tip is to take something out of your closet and then wear it. And once you wear it, flip the hanger around so you know that you've worn it this season. So if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think that's very good. Suzanne, that's your kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm so excited to talk about color, because I know we talked in the first part of the show, Jeannie and I, about all of our experiences with color. So pray tell, tell us about the color part of your business.
Okay, so the color part is where a color analysis is really looking at skin tone matching and what colors, you know, have you actually, when people see you down the street, if you're wearing a fabulous color, do they ever, you know, usually they say something, right? Or they don't. And when you get that compliment, you know, you're feeling really good. And it really is, because you're wearing a color that really looks good on your skin tone. So the seasonal color analysis that I've trained in, I was trained in New York City at the Image Resource Center in New York. So we really look at the four seasons. It's winter, spring, summer, and fall. And what I mean by that is basically they're like, for example, spring is going to be your spring colors, and fall is going to be more of your olives and maroons. And people have either warmth in their skin tone or coolness in their skin tone. And so really, we first talk about whether or not you have coolness or warmth in your skin tone. And then we kind of drape different color fabrics over in front of a mirror in daylight lighting to really kind of take a look and see what is the most effective color for your skin tone. So for me, for example, I look really good in cool colors. I'm very fair. I have light eyes and cool colors like your jewel tones and your more muted jewel tones. But so it's really about the process of going through and really seeing what's the most flattering for you.
Okay, one quick question before we go to break. What do colors change as we age? Do
yes.
colors change?
Yes, they do. When your hair color changes, say, for example, maybe you have a lot of warmth in your skin tone and your hair is brown, and then, you know, as you age, it gets a lighter and maybe you go gray, then maybe you can you would want to have your colors done again, because maybe you would be able to pull off more of a jewel tone.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Alice, we're going to go to break, but we want you to come back in our next segment, and we still want to keep talking. We have a lot to talk about. So coming up, also, we want to talk to about our great prizes for April. And this is Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, so don't go away.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
We'd like to welcome Dr. Barbara Toppin, a renowned OBGYN and member of Minnesota Monthly Magazine's prestigious Top Docs list. She personally understands the pleasures, pains, and health issues of women of all ages.
Hysterectomy is a common gynecologic procedure which involves the removal of the uterus. Reasons for hysterectomies include abnormal bleeding, fibroids, uterine prolapse, as well as cervical and uterine cancer. Traditional hysterectomies involve opening the abdomen in a fashion similar to cesarean and removing the uterus. Also, hysterectomies can be done by the vagina. The newer forms of hysterectomy include laparoscopic and robotic forms. These techniques involve making small incisions, allowing women to have very short stays in the hospital and shorter recoveries. What do you deserve?
For an appointment with Dr. Toppin or one of her caring associates at Adefris and Toppin Women's Specialist in Woodbury, call 651-686-6400. That's 651-686-6400.
No offense, gentlemen, but sometimes we gals need some time to ourselves to get things done. That's why we invented football. It's also why over 100 years ago, some very smart women established the Women's Club of Minneapolis. It's a friendly gathering spot near Loring Park where civic-minded women get together, make new friends, and make things happen for our community. Never heard of the Women's Club? Well, they've heard of us. Just mention this ad and you'll get a free brunch for two. Learn more now at womensclub.org.
All right, we're back. It's Aging with Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. And if you are just tuning in, it's been a very colorful show. Don't you think?
Very, very colorful.
Very colorful.
Okay, Alice, I want to know, Alice Saito is our guest, and she is...
Hi, everyone.
Hi. And she is an image consultant, a wardrobe stylist. She does colors for people. She will just really help you remake your whole spring look and save you a lot of money doing it. But I have a question here about men.
Sure.
I have seen so many men that need to be in the right color. And I don't even think men even think about color. What percentage of your clientele that you help with their colors are male?
Surprisingly enough, 30% of my clientele are men. You're right about that. They don't really know about the color or if the service is even out there. But once they find out about it and they go through the process, they are amazed. They're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea. Because it not only does it help with the ties, the pocket squares and the accessories, but the shirt color, it's so close to the face and to the neck that anything that you wear close to your neck, ladies and gentlemen, it's important to find something that really is a great color for you. So they do love it. And a lot of men, you're right, they are not wearing the proper suit color or shirt color.
Well, do you have phone numbers and ages of those men, and if they're nice looking?
She's single.
I could. She's single. Fabulous. Yes, I have a handful of them. Yes,
great, because that would be my dream come true. A guy who's sensitive enough to have his colors done.
Yes, and then they get
baby.
Yes. And then when I provide them, because with the service or for an additional small fee, you get a swatch color wallet as well, which is really helpful, ladies and gentlemen, because for the ladies, you could just throw it in your handbag. And when you're shopping, you come out and you're looking for different colors and you pull out your little swatch wallet and you're like, okay, what colors did Alice tell me that look really great on me? And you have your top 36 colors in that swatch wallet. So it's really kind of cool.
Which is so great for a man because they hate to shop anyway and
they really don't know what to buy. Yes, that's true.
Well, Alice, Suzanne, did you have any more questions about that, the color?
Not that I can ask on the air.
And the men's phone numbers?
Yes. I can hook you up. No worries.
Alice, tell us about this reality show that you're going to be on.
Yes.
And you're going to be doing. It sounds so interesting.
Thank you. I'm very excited. I will be appearing on the Style Network. There's a new show by Rachel Zoe Productions. So Rachel Zoe, for those of you who know who she is, she's like the top, you know, celebrity stylist in the best one in America, if you will. But she's producing this new show called Resale Royalty. And it's all about, repurposing, like people that when they clean out their closets and they still have designer items, they sell them to this resale store. And it's the largest resale store, in the nation. And it's called Women's Closet Exchange. And it's located in St. Louis. I'm originally from St. Louis. And I, on one of the episodes, there are nine, I bring a client in and dress her for the Grammys, who lives in LA, and she comes in and we're on the show and we find a dress that, one person's trash is another person's treasure. Mm-hmm. So we find a dress and she wears it on the red carpet.
Oh my gosh. Is it anybody we know?
No, not yet, okay. But you may in the future. She's a singer. Right. That lives in L.A.
Well, Alice is giving away our prize for April. It is an image. It is a color analysis, and it's a $125 value.
Yes, it is.
Which is a really nice gift. And you can sign up on our website. Go to www.agingbutdangerous.com. And then her website is ivegotyourstyle.com, and she's got a wonderful, wonderful website. So we are excited. We'll have the drawing at the end of the month, and we will let you know, Alice, who wins.
Well, I'm excited for that special person because we're really going to get them in some fabulous colors.
I know. Thank you so much for coming today. It was so much fun. We loved it, and we will see you again real soon.
I hope so. Thank you, ladies.
Okay. Bye. We want to remind everybody to be sure and tell our sponsors that you heard about them on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. That's really important to us. And also, the Higher Brain Living Training Program is one of our sponsors, and I personally am taking their course. They teach you the way to activate your higher brain and it lets your body, mind, and spirit soar. I mean, when you are in your higher brain, it produces an internal state of joy, empowerment, and well-being. And Suzanne, this is what I am feeling. I am really experiencing this. It helped me get through my health problem that I had a week ago and kept me calm and very peaceful. I feel so good learning how to do this. Go to their website, higherbrainliving.com, and they have several videos on there that tells you all about it, and it's just a fabulous, fabulous training program.
Right, in our big drawing at the end of April for lunch with us and you and two of your friends. It's a big surprise this month. We're going to take you on a little magical mystery tour, Aging But Dangerous Style. And then go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/agingbutdangerous, and like us. Make that a colorful way to initiate spring, liking Aging But Dangerous.
And also our triathlon. You guys, come on. We need you to sign up. We want several relays doing this triathlon. It's on August 24th. It's in Maple Grove, and it's running, swimming, and biking. And we're going to do it, aren't we, Suzanne? You're going to bike, and I'm going to walk.
Right. And we want several teams with Aging But Dangerous women.
Yes, yes. And go to our website, and you will be able to find out more about it. So we also want to remind you about our swarm that's coming up. It's on the 30th of April, which is next Tuesday. It's from 6 to 8, and it is at Corset Styling, and it is a darling shop over in Edina on 54th and France. So go and sign up, RSVP on our website.
You know, and I had never heard of that shop, and I know you think it's fabulous, and so that'll be really exciting to, I think, turn a lot of people onto a really new alternative, a really new opportunity in the Twin Cities. And I think our fashion shows are always fantastic. And our Aging But Dangerous models.
I was going to say, we're using our kick-ass models on this one.
Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates. and aging but dangerous sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women across the globe to be as colorful as you can be.
And please join us next Saturday at 9:30. And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age. And that is dangerous.
If you're having trouble with the butt in your life, that's one T, not two. Tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.